They raided the man's home on a pretext. Do you think they're above spying on him secretly? Of course not. As we watch the Supreme Court, as we watch the courts, we also go into court repeatedly on your behalf, not only for election integrity, but for transparency and accountability. And one of the biggest accountability issues that's still out there is the lawfare against President Trump and the effort to jail him, the illicit targeting of his allies that continues to this day. And Judicial Watch has been front and center almost for a decade now in pursuing these issues against the deep state, exposing the corrupt lawlessness, lawfare, weaponization, and targeting Trump. And we're doing it again with yet another lawsuit, this one against the Justice Department. And what is the issue? FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that allows essentially to secret spying on American citizens. And under law, it can happen. But because it's a secretive process, obviously, if they're spying on you as it relates to foreign intelligence surveillance, you don't know, nor does anyone else. And that's why there are special restrictions in place and court oversight to curtail or try to curtail abuse. And FISA was abused and weaponized against Trump once before, specifically through the targeting of Carter Page, who worked on his campaign. So you target someone close to someone like Trump through the secret surveillance, and you're able to get access to all sorts of additional information based on that initial spying operation. And Judicial Watch exposed and obtained records of those specific FISA warrant applications that were so dishonestly, not only dishonestly, but so dishonest as to be criminal. Those applications that were used to get the spy warrants on Trump. Judicial Watch obtained those warrants back in, what year was it? Let me go back to the, let's see, what's, let me look at my press release here. In 2018, a Judicial Watch FOIA lawsuit forced the release of the FISA warrant application targeting Carter Page, who had been a Trump campaign advisor. That was the first time in history that such FISA warrants or records were released. And then we found out later that the Justice Department, we forced the Justice Department to admit, because we were asking for records of the court hearings that they had, that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, that's supposed to be running, making sure there are no abuses, held no hearings on the FISA spy warrants. There were four targeting the president. And when you look at the warrants, there was no doubt it was about President Trump. And the judges who were running the court at the time, maybe it was one judge, maybe more than one, I forget now, never thought to call in the government lawyer and said, what's going on here? You've been looking at Trump for months and months and months, and you keep on asking to re-up these spy warrants. Are you finding anything? And of course they weren't. The spy warrants were evidence of a crime. They were never sufficiently pursued by anyone in the government, including Bull Durham, John Durham. So I'm still mad about that. So that's my long way of saying that they spied on Trump once before. I have no doubt they're doing it again. I have no doubt they did it again. I hope they're not doing it, but who knows, given the way the deep state works. I just presume the worst. You should too, based on the experience that we've been through already with the weaponization of government agencies to wage lawfare and spy operations against Trump. And so what we did was we asked the Department of Justice for any records. And I'll give you the specifics here. You can go and look at it on our website. Copies of proposed and or final subpoenas, warrants, court orders, including but not limited to any grand jury, state or federal court, FISA or FISC, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, or other authorizations obtained to surveil Donald Trump or any other person or entity in any investigation where Donald Trump was the target of the investigations from January 20th, 2021 through January 2025. So we want to know if the Biden gang was spying on Trump. And we asked for the records, and we didn't get any feedback. I want to see what they specifically said here. This is one of the nice things about having access to the computer here. I can kind of answer sometimes my own questions without having to confuse my colleagues in the back to get answers. So we filed the letter on May 30th, my birthday. Ah, this is classic. In the aforementioned, let's see. Now, we filed the request on May 2nd. By letter dated May 30th, the Justice Department's Office of Information Policy acknowledged receiving our request and notified us that the plaintiff's request falls within unusual circumstances based on a need to search in or seek consultation with another office. And therefore, they needed to extend the time limit to respond to our request. So we asked for records about Joe Biden's essentially spying on Trump. And the Justice Department said, unusual circumstances, we need more time. But as of the date of the complaint, we gave them the time. We don't always just sue out of the box. I mean, there's a deadline. So more or less, they got to respond within 20 days. Once you file a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information request. And they can grant themselves some extra time, like 10 days sometimes. So let's say a month, more or less. Now, do we always sue on day 21 or day 31, depending on the administrative issues? No. So my point is, we give them a little time. We recognize that even though technically they're out of compliance with the law, sometimes it takes the government a long time to get back to you, even if their desire is to be transparent. So we gave them plenty of time, and this is the Trump Justice Department, Pam Bondi. I would think that Kash Patel's FBI was involved in this as well. And they haven't given us anything. And that's why we sued. I have zero doubt and every reason to believe that the Biden gang was spying on Trump and his team. The Justice Department should follow federal FOIA law and release all documents about such abuse as soon as possible. And I encourage you to go back, and the best way to gain a good understanding of this is to take a look at Judicial Watch's books. Most recently, our book, Rights and Freedoms in Peril. And prior to that, it was Republic Under Assault. There are no other, you don't need to read any other books than Judicial Watch's books than to see to get the details of the corruption I'm talking about. But our work on exposing the prior FISA abuses of Trump, I'm convinced that if we hadn't been around asking tough questions and blowing the whistle, Trump would have been put in jail, either impeached or put in jail. I mean, removed. In addition to being impeached, right? Impeachment is by the House. Removal is after trial by the Senate. And we've been targeting as well and exposing the abuses targeting Trump by the Biden administration. I convinced they're spying. I mean, they raided his home. They raided the man's home on a pretext. Do you think they're above spying on him secretly? Of course not. Of course not. And we force out the scam of a warrant that they used to raid his home. We've targeted exposing the operations of Jack Smith, who was working for him. Who was working for Jack Smith? They're still hiding that. I think the Trump administration's figuring out whether they want to keep on hiding that information. We sued in just a few months ago the DOJ for any details of investigations, inquiries, and referrals concerning potential misconduct by anyone working for Jack Smith. And, of course, famously, we've been battling Fannie Willis for her collusion records with the Justice Department and Congress. And she was playing games down there. The court found her to be in violation of the law and ordered her to pay us $22,000. So if there's any entity out there, including Congress, that's done more to expose the corrupt targeting of Trump, I don't know. I don't know of any. Judicial Watch has been doing so much of the heavy lifting in this regard, and we are not going to slow down one bit. Now, I wish the Justice Department was doing this work, just exposing it proactively, or even better, responding to our darn FOIAs as the law requires. Is it too much to ask that they treat our FOIAs with respect? I don't think it is.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.